copyright Forum of Christian Leaders. The contents contained on this website are solely for your own individual, non-commercial, and informational use. Any other use is strictly prohibited without our express prior written consent. See the full copyright disclosure at focalonline.org.
My name is Dusan Beredji. I'm from Novi Sad. I'm pastor of Protestant Christian Fellowship, that is Free Evangelical Church, and I am one of leaders and founders of Rehab Center for Heroin Addicts Rainbow. Okay, I will try to give my best about with English, but you need to help me really. Okay, first let me say I'm two annex addicts. Okay, I'm former alcohol addicts. And first I will start from my story. Okay, I grew up in a communist family, very anti-Christian. My mother hates Christianity because she has some experience with Christianity. And from very early age I heard that Christians are bad people. They are bad people, that is manipulation, and I hate Christianity. Okay. And but when Yugoslavia was broke, when war started, I was teenager, and everything that I learned before was just disappear. It was very young, me and my friend, with no any hope, with no ambition, no any plan for future. I remember in school, one time teacher asked kids what they want to be when they grow up. And some say, I want to be doctor. Others say, I want to be, advocate or lawyer, sorry. And I say, I want to be homeless, to live on the street. That was my maximum. I never have any ambition. I didn't want to live. My plan was to live to maximum 30 age, and after that, I will die. That was my plan, very young. I have so bad self-esteem. When I was 14, I find my new best friend that was alcohol. And I say my best friend because when you work with addicts, you will hear that they say heroin was my best friend, alcohol was my best friend. That was something that changed my life. And alcohol really changed my life in the beginning. When I first take bottle and start to drink, I feel like a lion. I can be funny. I can be with that guys that are famous, you know, very dangerous guys. I can be with them, you know. I can become dangerous. Okay? I don't have many pictures from that time. This is only one because I didn't want to have any memories. I was punk rocker. And first I start with alcohol, later come glue sniffing, marijuana, and other drug that was available in the time, on the Serbia, okay? Till I was 20, I was completely destroyed my life. I shake like this, my hands shaking like this. I cannot drink coffee like we drink here because kako kažem, sve bi se prosulo.
I would have spilled it right
now. Yeah. I have a big problem because I lost possibility to drink a lot. You know, in the beginning you can drink so much. I can drink 1 liter of brandy and stay on the feet all night. But on the end, at that time when I was 20, I drink 2 beer and just collapse on the floor and sleep all night. And every time when I drink, I was finished on the floor. I don't know why. I speak with some people from medicine profession, and they told me that my body was not capable anymore to produce that alcohol. I was poisoned. My whole body was poisoned. And all fun was lost. It was not any more fun to drink. But I drink again, and I make every morning I make promise. I will not drink again. I want to change my life. This is too much. It's not any more fun. But when I have first opportunity, and I saw glass, all my decision was disappeared. All decision, all strain disappeared from me. And I take glass first, second, third, and finish on floor again. and again, that was so painful. You cannot imagine pain of addiction. And you want to stop, and you find that you're drinking again, and in the morning you find that you don't remember all night what's happened. And you hate yourself. And because you hate yourself, you start to drink again. And again, and again. And at that time, I first heard about message about Jesus Christ. And that was something new. I come to church who was really open for new people. In that time, I lost many of my friends from the past. I was, you know, many times slept on the street. And nobody wanted to be anymore with me. But when I come into church, everybody shake my hand, smiling. I now remember smile some of people. 20 years after 20 years, they smiling to me, say hello, care for me, and for me that was something new. Music was good. That was a really important thing. Yes, I like music. I sing song. I enjoy service. But next week was New Year Eve, and I say, after this party, I will become Christian. One party more. I come in that room in 9 o'clock, that was in the evening, and one young man sleep on the floor. That was, his nickname was Devil. And he was drunk and in drug and on the floor. And I think, God, I don't want to sleep this night on the floor. I want to stay awake, kako kažem, budem do ponoći.
Awake until midnight.
Until midnight. But in the morning I found myself in the same place near to that guy. I don't know how everything happened. Probably when I take drink and marijuana, my conscious start to work and I finish on that place that I was afraid that I will finish. And in the morning I know I will change my life or I will kill myself. That was the end, you know. No more. And next week I go to church again. After that I go with my friends in the city. I even buy a liter of brandy to celebrate my recovery and say, I don't drink. I don't drink anymore, but you can drink. But when they take first, I start to shake from this desire. I so want to drink. I didn't know what to do, but I start to pray, God, now you need to help me. This is moment that you need to help me. And miracle happened. I am one of few who was healed from addiction. I must say, from addiction from alcohol. One of few. Very rare, but it's happened sometimes. I pray, and I was free. I didn't take alcohol 20 years. From that time, from that prayer, I never take one sip of alcohol.
Sip.
Never. I was free. I have many other addictions in my life, and God need to do in that area. Like I was severe addict to pornography, very bad self-esteem, bad communication. But I was free from alcohol. I don't know what's happened, but I find something in me was like not anymore empty. And my wife can witness that. At that time I was friends with her sister, and I come to Lilia, so I say, something happened and I don't drink anymore. And she go home and says, today happened something really strange. Barry is smiling and he is not drunk. Because I never smiled before. Only when I take alcohol I will smile. What changed in me was so suddenly, something happened. And I was free. A few words. But pain of addiction is still in me. I don't have desire to drink. But when Glenn and Richard speak about the addiction, it's painful for me after 20 years. I can't remember that pain of addiction. That pain that you are empty. That you are not worthy. That your life don't have any meaning. Sometimes afraid when I remember that feeling, live life without God. For me, that was pain still in me. I don't have desire, but I have pain. And probably I will die finally on the end of my life with this pain. Okay. And many of my friends stay on the street. And later, when Milosevic regime fall down, heroin come in the Serbia. And for many of my friends, they find new best friend. New best friend come in the Serbia. And Serbia is country on the way of smuggling heroin to Europe, okay? And most heroin for Europe crossing Serbia, Bosnia to Croatia. And heroin is really cheap. Only 5 euros is quarter of gram, that is beginner dose. When you cross to Croatia, it's 15 euros just to know how is cheap. And thousands and thousands people in Serbia use different drugs. And many of them are my friend. I don't want to speak about this statistic, but what was important is the church first taking responsibility. Our government, our medical hospital give only methadone and nothing else, no any counseling, even now, no counseling, no therapeutic center, nothing, only methadone, that is only solution which they give to heroin addicts. But church take responsibility, and one of church was my church, and we started rehabilitation center Rainbow. This is first generation of guys who come in center, and everything started in 2008. Before we start, we worked together with Teen Challenge and other organization, but finally God say, now it's time for you. You need to do something more. And we opened door for first few my friends come. And they start to live in church. And we just spend time with them, help them, pray with them. And slowly develop some program. I will speak about program later. This is local news, very start to report about our work, and new addicts come, and we go to nature, and after some time start new center in Temerin, and now we have 25 guys who live residential in our center. They are all heroin addicts. Few of them are gamblers and alcohol addicts. And till now, I think 300 guys went through our center. Some of them stay only one day, okay? Some of them finish program. I never speak about statistics, how we are successful, because that is game of numbers. Depends which stage you choose to say. If I choose to stay 6 months in center, I will say we have 100% success. But if I choose after 3 years, number will drop down. You know, and that is true for every center, every type of rehabilitation. But I know one truth. Okay, this is true, absolutely. In Novi Sad, I know 100 and 100 and 100 former heroin addicts who live in Novi Sad, who are free now. Some of them going to church. Some of them are not part of church, but they are okay. And that was work of Protestant, Evangelical Church, and Orthodox and Catholic Church work together and bring hope. Users reside in our center 1 year, 24/7. That is an important thing. And going through 4 stages of rehabilitation, our approach is holistic. We don't do only counseling, but trying to develop new habits, to develop relationship with family, to help them to find job and other things. Before they enter in center, they must finish detox in the public hospital. We don't try to do detox that is too dangerous, especially with methadone addicts. Some we speak about methadone that is most strongest addiction. Even in hospital, heroin addicts can go from hospital after 1 week. Methadone, somebody who is addicted to methadone, they stay 1 month to be clean from methadone. 1 month, because methadone develops so strong addiction, they have hallucination. Heroin addicts never hallucinate, but methadone, yes, and it's very, very severe addiction. Very severe addiction. Another problem is some people really are methadone help. Yes. But number of people who stop to use drugs through methadone is really small. Because if you are addict, you have your best friend for jabe, kako kažem?
For free.
Your best friend is here and government care for your food and everything, and you can be drug addicts on the na državni jasnom, kako to
kaže? On the country budget.
Na country budget. Why to stop? You know, why to stop? Everything is okay for you. You have where to go, you have your drugs, your best friend. You can take forever. And I know people who are using methadone 20, even 30 years now. Because government give them. Okay? But when they finish detox, they come to... they have few meetings with us, come to church service. That is important because we are a center that base our work on a spiritual base, and we want to people see who we are, and only when they see who we are, they can make decision. Now, it's not possible to come in center before church service because we don't want to be, kako kaže, prevarilice.
To trick them,
yes. Thank you. Okay. I never say that I am addict. You heard. I many times I say I'm former addict in this circle, but usually I never mention addiction in my life. And I trying to help people in rehab Rainbow to think differently. They are not anymore former addicts. They're child of God. Okay, I know they have problem with addiction. But their identity cannot be addiction. Must be I am something else. I am child of God or creation of God. Okay? We use 12 step. And in 12 step you start, I am Dusan and I am alcoholic. I don't like that, really. I can say I have problem with alcohol addiction, but I am not addict. That is not my identity. I want to change that. You understand me? That is really important part of our approach. I listened a few years ago one girl that was interviewed on TV station. She went from the city to the village to escape from drug. And she was in abstinence maybe 3 or 4 years. And she speak how every morning she wake up with thinking about heroin and make decision, I will not take heroin this day. But that is not life. It's really not life. To every 3 years, every morning, wake up and think, today I can take heroin. But, okay, I made a decision, I will not. That is pain. I think, like a former addict, I will say, I will use heroin in that case. I will go back to addiction. I will not live like that. That is not life. That is my opinion. Okay, program. What is important? We involve ex-addicts. That is important part. Yes, we appreciate knowledge and help of knowledge and help of professional counsel, but we believe that involvement of former addicts in counseling and leading program is crucial. This is part of 12 step, okay? But I will explain why. First, the message that addicts mostly receive is that they will always be addicts, okay? Many times they heard from a professional, one addict forever. That is your identity. But when they have opportunity to be with people who don't use heroin maybe a few years or few months, that bring hope in their life. The change is possible. They encourage them to persevere, motivate them. The change is possible, like I say. Second, men on rehabilitation feel that someone can understand them. That word that I write here. I was there and this helped me, are precious. You know, when you say, I understand your feeling, I understand your desire, I understand your pain, but this helped me, really helped me to go from to other stage in my life. And that is really important for them. But on the other hand, we have in our team people who never have problem with addiction, because we don't want to be all former addicts who think in the same way. But we want to have influence people who never think about addiction. One of the founders, Daniel, he was born in a Christian family, became Christian with 12. His worst sin was he steal few bricks from his neighbor. But he has so strong influence on them. Many times they say, he's like alien for me, you know. I cannot understand why how he lived. But this is so interesting. I want to become like him, you know, to be alien to others, you know. But this is really true. It's really true. And very important part. Okay. Also, since the addicts are used to manipulate, easy to read by former addicts, okay? Because you try and manipulate others, and when you see manipulation, you recognize. It's interesting to see, when new addicts come to our church, heroin addicts, all guys who are in church will see him in a few seconds. That is interesting. You will see it like this. And they will see, and if they see something expensive here, they will say, oh, no, this is not addicts. A few times I have meeting with some people who come to visit me, some other pastor, and they just cross, and was enough like this, and they know this is not that he has expensive watch, and go, you know. But they easy read people, and that is big help in our work. And basic element of 12 step we use is called on the end to do something to help others. Okay, this is really important part of Alcohol Anonymous or Narcotic Anonymous. Call in the end. Now you can take. You need to care for other addicts, okay? And in center we give opportunity people to serve to other addicts, okay? According to Narcotic Anonymous, they have special way of counseling, if I can call that counseling, is sponsorship. Every new addicts who come to Alcohol Anonymous or Narcotic Anonymous has sponsor. Okay, need to find sponsor. And main rule of sponsor is just to give advice about 12 step, not to give advice about marriage or finances or other. Just lead them to process of recovery. And important part of our rehab is that every person in our rehab center has first sponsor, somebody who is in the program, maybe on last stage, and they help somebody who is on the beginning. Later, they don't have any more sponsor, but they have mentor, somebody with experience like me and other leaders. But first 6 months, they have sponsor. Later, we change to mentor. But the idea of sponsorship is to give them advice from your personal experience. Do you understand me? Well, okay, thank you very much. You're very kind. Okay, support group. That is next. Everything happens in the groups. They have mentor, but most counseling and work with them happen in the group. Every day, in the morning, they have different type of group. One day is just Bible class. Other day, we have 12-step. From day to day, change what we do in the morning and in the evening. Why? First, our effectiveness increase. We have 25 people in the center. It's not possible every day to give attention to everybody, but through group work that is possible, okay? The Bible teaches us in 1 Kings 12:1 that wisdom comes from many advice. And what happened in the center? You listen experience of others, opinion on others, and they start to change their way of thinking. Because if somebody come and just give them advice or leading to some decision, is one. But if you listen others and hear, this changed my life. I have crisis. I start to think maybe to left program to start to use heroin again, and this helped me. They take that advice, you know, not in that discussion and everything that happened in group, okay? And with that mutual support, that is really, really important, okay? 12th step. Yes, every door are open, but they need to know that we are Christian, and this is Christian-based program. They have can stay in program all time and not become Christian, that is okay. But they everything they do, yeah, they know. They must. Do we have women in the program? No, we don't have women because we don't have somebody who will work with them. And I must admit, this must is much more difficult. Yes. And other things is that women don't ask help. Like men. I will repeat your question. Are all people who come in church decide to go to center? Yes, because they come to ask help. And they know we are a Christian-based program, but we want to be sure that they understand our background, okay?
They're desperate.
Okay, Alcohol Anonymous, you heard something about that. Everything starts and August 11, 1938, by Dr. Bob Smith and Bill Wilson. Alcohol Anonymous are not evangelical program, just to explain. They have some evangelical background because both of them was part of Oxford Group. Oxford Group is evangelical support group, and they go to meeting of Oxford Group. And Bill Wilson have some spiritual experience. He prayed one time and he was
He was free.
He was free of alcohol few months. He have only one relapse after that prayer, but he never became Christian, okay? Alcohol Anonymous are not Christian-based program, but they have roots in Christianity. You will see when you see 12 step, okay? We have few Christian-based recovery or 12-step program, like Celebration Recovery, that is Saddleback Church, Alpha International Recovery Course, and they base work on the 12-step, but with Christian approach. Okay, 12-step. We admit we are powerless over alcohol, that our lives had became unmanageable. Everything starts from admitting that you have problem. And why on Alcohol Anonymous they clapping? Because this is first step. You admitting that you have problem. And that is reason why they clapping. Because you start your rehab. Okay. Second, we come to believe that the power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. And under the power greater than ourselves, today they use higher power term, but Christian-based program use the term God. And that is connected with truth. We made the decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understand Him. You can see Christian influence here. It's like gospel, you know. I understand that I'm a sinner and that I need God to change my life, that I'm not capable to change my life. Four, we made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. And this step, you investigate influence who bring you to alcohol addiction or narcotic addiction. Very similar with counseling. In this step, you need to have a sponsor, somebody who will help to deal with all pain that you feel. Okay. We admit to God, to ourselves, and to other human beings the exact nature of our wrongs, we were interiorly ready to have God remove all those defects of character, and we humbly ask Him to remove our shortcomings. This is like repentance. And later, we made a list of persons who had harmed and become willing to make amends to them all. And next step, we made direct amends to such people, whatever possible, expect them to do so would injure them or others. And this is time when you take responsibility for your action, that you are wrong, not only others. And when somebody finish rehab, when they go home, like, you know, I am heroes. In this step, I teach them, okay, you make harm to your family. They don't trust you. Come to your family and say, I make big mess in the past. And I understand that you don't trust me. Please test me in any situation. I will buy test from heroin. And every time when you think that I am taking something, please test me. I give you right. Because I want to make like retribution, is that word? Again. We praying and meditating and trying to understand God better. And trying to help other addicts. Okay. We have work activities. I need to finish, but just to see. Every day full activity from the early morning to the end of the day. This is important for me. We have four phases. Involvement of church is really important. We want to be open for addicts. And we see addicts like lepers. In the Christ time, leper was untouchable. Today, because therefore, heroin addicts and other addicts are untouchable, but we want to touch them. We want to accept them to our family, church family. We go to fishing with them, to hiking, spend time with them. Jelena's husband spend a lot of time with them. You know, they have time of worship. Come together and worship 2 or 3 hours together, just spend time together. And I think this is something important for church, to be open to touch addicts. They say, okay, you're welcome in our church. And you need to train your church to be ready, not to give money. If they come to you and say, I don't have money for bread, go buy them bread. Never give money. Never. And train your church to... don't leave purse everywhere, because that is tempting for them. They will probably not think about drug, but when they see opportunity, they will see a wallet, watch, or mobile phone, that is tempting. Because if I take this, I can have heroin in the next few hours. In my leader are not staff, we are part of church, but in rehab center we have 4 guys who live. They live there, yes. Okay, because they have mentor in the rehab process, they stay in contact with mentor all the time, you know. Second, they have open, they can go to house group, and many of that group are made by former addicts, and it's like mutual support after center, and they're part of church, that is really important. They became part of our church or other church, even Orthodox church. We have really good Orthodox priests in Novi Sad, very committed to work with addicts, very passionate. Well, okay, you have church service, you have meeting with mentor, you have a small group. Yeah, it's similar.
3 times.
Yeah, I think that is a really important part. It's mixed with the other church members, but leaders are former addicts, and that is something that happens. Word of Mar, that was in the beginning. Now, you know, So many times newspaper, TV station make something, articles or was on the TV station, our work. Because we're working and we have moving furniture, other job, flyers, advertising, and some people who work in a TV station take this flyer and call us and say, I want to make a reporter, to make something, a mission about report about you, and that bring new people. This last week, first man from Albania come. That is special because he speak only Albanian and German, and we speak Serbian and English. But we try to help him. And next week, one guy from Bosnia, maybe you know Muha, he will come. He's relapsed now. He want to come. Okay.
Okay. Well, Dušan.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.